Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank Business, banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan. Every Saturday morning, it's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Terry takes you inside the outdoors. You know, hunting, fishing, camping. It's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Now, here's Terry.
All right, guys. Well, this is not Terry, but this is Will Dexter in studio today covering for Terry as he and Karen are out on assignment, I'm sure, doing something that they don't want to do, you know, fishing, you know, spend time on a beach somewhere, something like that. So, anyhow, happy that we could be in here to host a show this weekend. And like I said, we've had a lot going on, so just some great things going on in the state of Colorado right now. And I talked a little bit about this in the first segment, but the Colorado fishing in this late summer to fall transition time frame is just a great time to be out fishing. We've got a lot of great opportunities, you know, whether it's here on the Front Range. But, you know, I think Matt's going to talk about this more. You know, Matt has, you know, primarily been our Front Range bass guide, Front Range walleye guide. And this past year, I'd say that he saw the light and had an opportunity. He's been doing a lot of guide trips for us up in the Spinney Mountain area in South Park. And the trout fishing up there has just been not of this world, as Matt continues to tell us over and over. So we're going to talk about that. Matt, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Will.
It is great to have you on the air. You know, I'd say normally on a normal summer, I only get to see you a handful of times, and it's usually when I need some spinner baits or some big inline spinners or some jig hooks or something, because I'm running out of hooks or running out of baits from using them up there at Spinney. But I'd say the last couple of years, I've gotten to see you probably more than I get to see Nate these days.
It's been a great season all year this year for pike and trout up in South Park area, as you just said. Specifically Spinney, an awesome lake.
Yeah, you know, Matt, something that we have the absolute privilege of getting to do is, you know, getting people out fishing, and whether it's anglers that are new to the sport or anglers that have been fishing for a long time, and I don't want to spend too much time talking about it, but you and I, we shared a customer this past week that spent a 12-hour day with you on the water, and then a 12-hour day with me, and then another 6-hour day with me on the water, and it's a guy that fished his whole life. He's a trout fisherman, fished his whole life and had never caught a trout. I mean, he's from Eastern Pennsylvania, fished a lot of creeks growing up, and he had never caught a trout over 19 inches in his life. And I can say this for me, the first fish he caught with me, was a 23 inch cut bow. And I think after that, he had some plans to maybe fish some other lakes and decided, you know what? I can't leave Spinney Mountain Reservoir.
Yeah, it's hard once you put him on Spinney and they catch those monster trout, you know, 21, 22, 23, 24-inch trout just over and over. It's a treat of a lifetime, quite frankly. It truly is a gold medal reservoir, and it puts out gold medal fish, no question about it.
Now, you say that, and you know, you and I spent a lot of time up there, and I know, and I hope this doesn't come across these airwaves in the wrong tone, but there's days that we'll come off the water having a great day, and we'll be talking to someone else at the boat ramp, and I almost think they don't believe us when we say how many fish we caught. And it's because we're doing something that I think is a little more unique, and I wouldn't say that is part of every trout angler's arsenal or repertoire as far as you know, targeting big trout. So let's talk a little bit about what we're doing to catch these bigger trout and what kind of things are involved into targeting them.
Right. Well, for me, it's covering water. That's the first thing. You want to keep moving until you find the fish. These fish do move around a lot. They're in one area for a week or a few days, and then they can move very quickly based on their food source. Right now, they're feeding on, you know, young of the year perch that have hatched in the lake, little fingerlings, and those fish are real shallow. So those trout and pike too have moved right to the banks to feed on that food source. And they'll stay there until the temperatures start to drop dramatically, and that hasn't happened yet. You know, the temperatures up in the South Park area in the mornings is around 50, but the water temperature is still in the 60s. So we're still using summer patterns, and those patterns can include a fly rod with a midge or a calabatus on the surface if there's a fly hatch going on, or casting traditional spinning tackle, what most people would consider heavy tackle for trout fishing. But when you're catching a 4, 5, 6, 7 pound trout, you better have some decent tackle, because a little midge and a 3X tippet, they're just going to break it off. I can't tell you how many fish I've landed with midges stuck in their mouth where they broke somebody off. So we use a spinning tackle. I use 10-pound braided line, fluorocarbon leader, and we're casting two baits, Tasmanian devils, minnow baits. If we go for the pike, we're throwing giant spinner baits, as you know, 1 ounce. Buzz baits early. They'll come up on the surface for buzz baits for the pike, and also chatter baits are a great bait for the pike.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, too, it's the chatter baits is something interesting. You know, we've been throwing them a lot for pike, but when our tube jig bite kind of changed a little bit, we put some chatter baits on this weekend and actually had a lot of success catching those trout in that super shallow water on chatter baits too. And again, I think a lot of what we're doing, Matt, and a lot of the reason we have the success we have is A, we're moving with the fish is a big part of it. You hammered on the overnight temperatures, and the temperatures in the morning when we're starting. Well, yesterday, I made it clear we needed to start as soon as we possibly can. The boat ramp, basically we were able to get on the water by 6, and the last several days leading up to yesterday, those fish were in 8 to 10 inches of water or a foot of water to start the day. And again, in there super shallow. But yesterday when I got to Spinney, it was 37 degrees when we launched the boat at 6 a.m. And granted, that temperature went up pretty quick. But it was interesting. That was our first really, really cold morning that we've had that I've noticed anyways. And those fish were no longer in that super skinny water, and they were in that 5 to 7 to 8 foot range to start the day. And then as the day moved on, like you said, they're following the food. So those perch probably sliding in shallower as that water warmed up, started catching those fish there. So definitely something to pay attention to. The air temperature is a big factor that definitely is what affects the surface temperature of the water too. So, again, the South Park bite, it's been absolutely on fire, catching a lot of big trout, catching a lot of pike. Matt, what else do we have going on as far as some fishing opportunities here?
So on the Front Range, we're still in a summertime pattern. The temperatures, it was 90-some degrees yesterday. So summer baits for bass, particularly buzz baits, shallow again. The bait and the fry for the year is still shallow until those temperatures begin to drop, and then they'll begin to move deeper. So buzz baits, crank spinner baits are a great tactic to and presentation to mimic those small baits that are up shallow and on the bank. So bass fishing is still good, but you want to fish early and late. As the sun gets up and it heats up, they'll move a little deeper and bury themselves in the grass beds. Yeah. The walleye bite is still going on summer time patterns, bottom bouncers, and blade baits and wraps are going to start kicking in latter part of September and on into October for big fish. But little tiny jigs and bottom bouncers are still working in that 14 to 10-foot zone on road beds and humps in our metro lakes for walleye.
Absolutely. And Matt, I actually talked a little bit about this earlier, and this is something you, being the angler that you are, I mean, we do call you, you're the Yoda, if you will, of our fishing group. So we go to you for information all the time. But something else that we've been talking about this last week, and I talked about it earlier, is if you talked about the walleye being in 12 to 14, 16 feet of water on roadbeds, those for the most part are going to be your juvenile fish, your smaller fish. And I kind of talked about, and I'd like to hear what your thoughts are, but if you want to catch some of these bigger walleyes right now, a lot of those fish are actually going to be, like you said, at the bass, up a little tighter to the bank.
Yeah, so sometimes they'll be shallower if the bait's there. But a lot of times in those same zones that you're catching the juvenile fish, if you'll just move off the break, and the break will be the side of the roadbed or the side of the flat or the hump that you've been catching the juvenile fish on, and just slightly a little deeper water, you'll contact those bigger fish. So that's my technique for trying to get into some larger fish by just going a little bit deeper.
Absolutely. And again, that's why we talked to Matt, because me personally, I like to go shallow to find those fish, but I kind of overlook that deeper structure stuff. And again, but I think the key is the fact that those bigger fish don't necessarily want to be in the mix with those smaller fish competing for food, because there's so many of them.
Yep. You're absolutely right. They can be much shallower. You know, you look at these trout, we're catching those big giant trout in 2 and 3 feet of water. You can literally see them hit your bait. And they're up there because that's where their food source is. And the same with walleye. They'll go real shallow and home in on those minnows from this year's hatch, shad or perch.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Matt, so if you were to tell people three guide trips for the rest of the year between now and ICE Up that they need to go on, what would you say?
Number one is Spinney. That lake is just unbelievably good right now and still going. So I'd pick Spinney number one for trout. And number two would be probably a walleye bite, because fall is a big fish time. And those bigger fish, as you just mentioned, will move shallow. And you can catch some 10-pound walleye coming up in September and early October.
Absolutely. So there's just some great opportunities, again, not just for a guide trip, but also great opportunities to get out there as an angler on your own to catch some of these fish that we have. The unique opportunity to catch here in Colorado. A lot of people are traveling north or traveling east to go catch big walleyes and big pike and stuff like that. But the reality is we got a lot of big fish right here.
We certainly do.
All right, Matt. Well, hey, this is Matt Ensley with Tightline Outdoors. Matt, if somebody wants to get a hold of you for a guide trip, how do they do that?
Contact Tightline, 720-770-7777.
All right, you guys. Well, thanks a lot. And, Matt, thanks for coming on the show, talking fishing with you. It's always a pleasure, and I imagine I'll see you on the water this week.
Sounds good.
All right. That's Matt Ensley with Tightline Outdoors. Again, just a phenomenal resource. You should hit Matt up for questions on Facebook or something if you have any questions about stuff, because the information that he has a lot of times can overwhelm you as an angler, but some of the insight that he has with all the fishing he's done over the years is absolutely critical when trying to further yourself or better yourself as an angler. So, again, that's Matt Ensley with Tightline Outdoors. Coming up next, we've got Nick Smith, the informative fisherman, coming on to talk bass fishing. We're going to talk about a lot of different things, including some big swim baits. So looking forward to having Nick on here next. You're listening to 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.